I was on top of your fence.
Now, come on down off there, darling.
I ain't doing nothing.
You're liable to tell your good guess.
No.
You see, Smith? I told you you'd do that.
Don't you want to talk to me?
For a little thing like that? Oh, kids will be kids. Nothing can disturb the equanimity of the world's most patient father. But I wish that bus would come before you push that building over. Oh, good. Now, remember how old you are.
Don't you know?
Yes, old. But on buses, you are not quite sick.
Daddy.
What?
I've been not quite sick for 3 years. Then I've been not quite 7.
Now, don't start that, Smith. You know very well that on all public conveyances, general utilities, and sundry places of amusement, you have a ceiling age. Now, act young.
All right, Daddy.
All right. I said young, not imbecilic. All right. Get inside the... $0.20, please. No, my friend. 15 cents. 5, you see.
Oh, yeah? How old are you, little girl?
She's not quite 6.
I didn't ask you, bub. How old are you, little girl? What is she, a moron?
No. Stop acting like that and tell the gentleman how old you are.
I'm not quite 6.
On the level?
No, I'm better.
20 cents, please, Bob. Peasant.
Did I do all right, Daddy?
It is time for the bus number. Now, come on, let's see if we can find a seat.
I see lots of seats, Daddy.
You do?
Yeah. But there's people sitting in them.
Very good.
Shall I start?
No, but that's how I won the title most patient fan. Oh, look, there's a couple of people. Robin. Oh. Now sit quietly and let me read my paper.
All right, Daddy. Hold up.
Look, what are you doing?
I'm talking to my liver.
Oh, of all the asinine things. Whatever gave you that idea?
Not fine up there. It says, wake up your lazy liver.
I'll stop that. Just keep quiet and let me read my paper.
All right. Daddy.
Oh, what?
Why that man get up over there?
Which one?
That one. He got up and he's standing there.
Oh. He gave a seat to the lady.
Why?
Because it's customary for a gentleman to give a seat to a lady.
Daddy.
What?
There's a lady standing right in front of us.
Snooks must be talked so much.
Daddy, come on, son.
All right, but don't disturb anybody.
Mother, in those heart-to-heart talks with Mary Jane, do you tell her about subjects? The newer, cleaner, quicker, lighter, purer, neater, safer.
No.
Neater?
Read to yourself what you have to read.
Okay. Men, do you lie awake at night? Do you stare at the ceiling and perspire? If so, there is only one way to get quick relief. Go to sleep.
Now, where does it say that? No, why don't you surprise me and be nice today?
I got a surprise for you, Daddy.
Oh, good.
You know what it is? It's a present.
A present?
Yes. I got it because I love my little girl.
Why, Snoop.
You got
a beautiful watch.
Oh, ain't it pretty?
Oh, you little darling. A note with an inscription on it.
Read it, Daddy.
Let me get it in the light. to Harry from Beatrice, 1926. 1926. Harry? Beatrice? Look, where did you get this one?
Out of that man's pocket.
Oh. Don't you know that's a crime? How am I going to let him know I've got it?
Leave it to me. Oh, Harry.
Huh? What?
What time is it?
Why, it's it. My watch. It's been stolen.
Did the bus come, Daddy?
What? Wait a minute.
There's no need to get excited, old man. My little girl playfully took it out of your pocket.
Well, playfully put it back.
Here you are. Now, sir, what do you think of it? Well?
Oh,
I meant for you to tell the gentleman you are sorry.
If I tell him I'm sorry, can I go look out of the other window?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Bye,
Harry. Well, you seem to have pretty good control over the child, at that.
Well, why shouldn't I? I don't like to brag, but you're looking at the man who's just received an award for his extreme patience and understanding, Miss Gilbert.
No kidding. They get prizes for that?
Well, they do in exceptional cases like mine.
They say, can I ask you something, Bud?
Oh, sure.
How do you manage it? I've got three kids of my own, beautiful little kids. But before I'm in the house 5 minutes, I'm ready to throttle.
Ah, but doesn't it all seem worthwhile when one of the little darlings sits on your knee and you look down into his face?
Hey, brother, when I got a kid over my knee, I ain't looking at his face.
My friend, it's obvious that you don't use the scientific approach. You must understand children and anticipate the workings of their minds.
What mind? All they do is hound me with questions. I ain't a bad father. I'm human. I answer the first question, they ask me a second one. I answer the second, they ask me a third. I answer the third, they ask me the first one again.
And that's where you must employ patience.
Patience, my eye. Nobody can hold his temper.
I didn't receive this award for my beautiful legs.
Well, and there's only one answer. Your kid don't ask questions.
Oh, she does, Ray. Why, she can ask more questions than 10 seconds. Oh, Snoop, come over here.
Yes, Daddy.
Look out the window.
I am.
What do you see out there?
A horse.
Well, isn't there anything you want to know about a horse?
No.
Please? Quiet. Give her a chance to warm up. Snoop, do you know how many legs a horse has?
Four.
Well, what about a horse's eyes?
Daddy, you must have seen a horse before.
Yes, I've seen it.
See, I told you. You just don't ask questions.
Oh, it's just a mood, I tell you. A crazy mood. Oh, this'll do it. Look, Jack. Do you know that a horse has two hind legs and four legs in front?
Yes. You call me the horse.
Patient father, huh? You're a fraud. Why, this child's an angel compared to mine. She doesn't know what a question is.
Good day, sir. Come on, sir. This is where we're getting off.
Well, then I'll see, Daddy.
Now, come on, come on.
Shine up your medal tonight, fraud.
Oh. Well, hurry, hurry. Come on, get on.
Can we go to the movies, Daddy?
We'll walk the rest of the way. I just want to talk to you.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Listen, you little imp. Most of the time, you're driving me batty with questions. Once in my life, I want you to ask them, and you double-cross me.
Who?
You. Didn't you realize I was trying to prove something to that man?
When?
That man I was talking to.
When?
Just 2 minutes ago, I was hugging around on the bus.
You
were? Yes.
What was his name?
Harry!
Harry who?
That's nothing. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to take back that medal.
Why?
Because I don't deserve it.
Just been complaining of a pain in her leg for 3 days. And Daddy has coaxed into this visit. They're waiting for the doctor. Let's listen.
Hi.
Yes, miss?
Hello, doctor.
He's in another room having a patient. He'll be in here in a few minutes.
What's the matter,
doctor? There's a doctor's instrument.
Is he going to play?
They're not musical instruments. They're used for making examinations.
Who uses them, Daddy?
The doctor.
Doctor?
To find out if people are sick.
What people?
The people who come here.
Why do they come here?
Because they're sacred.
Well, why does he need those instruments?
To make sure.
Can't the people
know?
No. Why?
Because a lot of people only imagine they're sick when they're really not. And a lot of other people think they're very healthy and they find out they're terribly sick. So when you feel good, you may be sick. And when you feel sick, you may be very healthy.
How do you feel about it?
I feel fine.
Because you're sick?
No. I'm in perfect health and I want you to be the same. That's why I brought you to the doctor.
Did you want to examine me?
Yes.
Where?
All over.
It only hurts me all over.
I know it doesn't, but you've had a pain in your leg for 3 days, and it might be caused by your tonsils.
Where, Ben?
In your throat.
Huh?
Your leg may hurt on account of your throat.
Does it flatter me in the front of my leg?
Of course not.
Why?
How do I know? It just doesn't, that's all. Now, don't go too close to that instrument, please.
All right. What's one funny looking eyes
kind? Well, they're not eyes kind, but they're stethoscopes.
I want a
body. What for?
I want a pair of eyes, man.
I told you they have nothing to do with eyes. The doctors use that stethoscope on you before.
Does he?
Oh, certainly. And you know what he does with it, too? He puts one end in each ear, and then what happens?
The eyes man calls him a light.
No, it's like a telephone. The doctor puts those things in his ears and listens to your cardiac reaction. Oh, what's the matter?
I want a
body. You can't go home. We're going to wait for the doctor. Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. The doctor won't hurt you. He's known you ever since you were born.
Yeah.
Well, they just happened to be there when you arrived.
Where?
Right here in California.
Was I born in California?
Oh, yes.
Where was you born?
In Denver.
Where was Mommy born?
Mommy was born in New York.
And how did we all get together?
I don't know. And stop pushing those dials.
I want to turn on the radio.
Oh, that's not a radio. It's an X-ray machine.
What's it for?
It's a very expensive medical machine for making pictures.
Oh,
what for?
I want to see any samples.
Oh, it doesn't make moving pictures. It takes pictures of the inside of your body so the doctor can tell you what's wrong.
What's inside my body, Daddy?
Oh, a lot of things. To begin with, there's a large number of bones in your body. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you know?
Well, my father's clump.
Oh, I'm not talking about those bones. I mean the skeleton. There's a skeleton standing right there in the corner. Oh, what are you laughing at? You have one of those things inside of you. Now what are you howling about? I have got one. Everyone has a skeleton inside of him.
Where does that one belong to?
All right. Well, that skeleton belongs to the doctor.
How did he get it out?
He didn't get it out. You had it made for him in a medical supply house.
Don't you like it?
Of course he likes it.
Well,
I
don't
know. Never mind that. That's just an imitation skeleton that tells the doctor what's the matter with his patient.
The skeleton tells the doctor what's the matter with his patient?
Yes.
No,
I'm forgetting that. That's not what I mean at all. The doctor consults the skeleton just to make comparisons. And when he wants to find out other things about the body, he looks at this statue with all the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
The human anatomy is very intricate.
Mm-hmm.
And you should try and learn something about it. Why, even in school, they teach you about the five senses.
Mm-hmm.
The five senses. You know what the five senses are, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Not that.
No. They're the sense of touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing. And there's a separate organ for each one.
I know that, Daddy.
Well, you tell me what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. You see with your visual organ. You hear with your hearing organ.
I smell with my nose, Daddy.
Yes.
I feel with my hand over my ears and my mouth over.
Oh, well, I wish that doctor would hurry. Well, a few minutes, miss. I want to wait for the doctor. Now, just sit still. Look, I told you not to touch that X-ray machine.
Oh, Daddy. What's your hand up
there?
Look!
Good heavens, turn that thing off! Turn it off!
You're going to wait for the doctor, Daddy?
We are going to wait for the doctor. And you're going to tell him exactly what happened. Here he comes now.
What was that?
Good heavens, what happened to my X-ray?
Doctor, my little girl here will tell you the truth. Go ahead, sir.
Yes? Well, who broke this $5,000 machine? Tell him exactly what happened, sir.
All right. My daughter was trying to get the picture of Charlie Funk.
What?
And the doctor jumped on his back.
Oh! I'm going out to get a policeman.
Get a doctor, too.
What for?
My daddy says it.
Well, come along, Snooks. We'll try to make ourselves presentable for the great Charles Harding's lair.
While you're on it, you might glance through those books on the table.
Books?
Yes, Mr. Blair's books. He wrote them. But at least you can do a glance through them so you'll have some basis for dinner table conversation.
Oh, Bill, this is going too far.
It is not.
Leave me about China.
Very well, I'll just read something at random.
All right.
Traveling in our little skiff down the Yangtze River,
yes,
we suddenly came upon a large building. The reader will never guess what it was.
Maybe it was a Yangtze stadium.
Very funny.
Yes, funny.
Do you mind if I continue reading?
Please do.
Very well. The reader will never guess what it was. Although Oolong, my number one boy, made a feeble pun about the building, saying it might be the Yangtze Stadium. All right. Africa, the material. Chapter 3.
Yeah.
Although it was pitch dark out, I suddenly called a halt as I instinctively realized we had reached the banks of the Nyanza River. We set camp early the following day and made our way down the Nyanza to Ngozi in the Papa region.
What's the matter, Daddy?
Nothing, that's what it says here.
Oh, I thought the teeth were slipping.
The third day out, Gret, my number one boy, sighted the Ngozi escarpment.
I must be him.
Huh?
Lancelot, look, it's Mr. Blair. Take up his room, hurry. Take it home, Lancelot. Comb your hair.
What hair? Oh, dear, I'm so excited. I don't even know my own name.
Well, it's not Richard. Open the door.
Oh, yes. Be still, my heart. Mr. Blair, I take it. So nice to see you. Put in, won't you?
You are Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
And who, pray, is this?
This is my daughter.
My advice to you, madam, is not to take her to Africa in the open season. I've hunted things that look better than that.
Well, I know she's not pretty, but she's very bright.
And well-mannered.
And this?
My husband, Mr. Higgins.
Nature, Mrs. Higgins, has indeed been unkind to you.
Oh, I'm right.
Come in.
Oh, Mrs. Blair, I brought you up some lunch.
Yes.
It's good, because I tasted it on the way up.
Just set it on the table and leave.
What's this thing over here?
That is a beehive.
A real one?
No, it's a model I use in my lecture. Almost impossible to tell if you're real, isn't it?
Yeah. I can almost feel those little bees in there that are stinging me.
Even those little bees in there that are stinging you are perfect little models.
Yeah.
A bottle of glass will break it.
No, no.
Don't touch it. This is it.
Yes, I know you, Mr. Blair.
Human barnacle of yours away from me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Leave Mr. Blair alone, Smith.
And what were you doing, prowling around outside my door?
I just came up to tell you you're wanted on the telephone.
Oh, well, that will took you long enough.
I came as fast as I could.
This is a pretty old make-believe bee house. There's no bees except six. I wonder if he's missing. If I just took one. I put this one. Oh, I broke it. What'll I do? Oh, I know. There's another beehive out in the apple tree. I'll get it, pull it, and it's the human know it.
Ladies, by making reference to this model beehive here. Looks almost real, doesn't it? it has a hymn somewhere along here. Where is that thing?
Tell me, Mr. Blair, there's a bee crawling on your head.
Now, let's stop that our imagination run away with it. These are just imitation bees. But...
Oh,
Well, I guess it's safe to go in now. I don't see any crime. The women must have gone home. Oh, dear. Oh, why are you crying?
What's the matter, Mommy? Don't you? What's the matter, Mommy?
Darling, what is it? What happened?
Yes, Mommy, I've been trying to take it back so many times when you wanted to give her his face. But now I want you to give her a look at your home life.
Will somebody please tell me what happened?
My whole party ruined because that cowboy was a mere marble beehive and substituted a wheel. It was awful. There were bees all over the place.
Oh, where's Brad?
That's in the rain. That day would have been for me. He's going to Mrs. Jackson. All right, my don't stand there. Don't touch me.
No.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Come here. Leave the room, dearie. This is not going to be pretty.
Not too hard, Lansbuck. Just give you a good lesson.
I'll take care of it. Outside, dearie. This is man's work.
That's probably when it's over. I'll be in the next room.
Quiet, quiet. Here's half a dollar. Yeah. Now start bawling.
But you can make me laugh.
I'm not going to. But I want some other to think I am. Now go ahead. Yell loud as though I'm hitting you. Take this. Take this.
Close by. I don't want you to get lost here at NBC.
Hey, Daddy, look on that door there. It says Corona Banco.
What about it?
What's a Corona Banco?
What's a Corona Banco?
Mm-hmm.
Just about the most famous stage actress today, that's all.
Oh, Daddy?
Is that all? Who made such a great success in a royal family? Who starred in the hit play, The Sin of Our Teeth? Who thrilled thousands on Broadway in The Little Foxes? Who, I ask you, who?
Well, what are you crying about?
I'm just going.
I know you didn't. The Lulu Bankhead did.
Why, when she's on a stage, nobody can even come close to her. And when she delivers a speech, audiences don't dare breathe.
You mean, even her best friend in
town? Oh, stop. I mean that she's so good she's without an equal. What an actress. When she plays a love scene with a leading man, how she carries off a part.
Oh, which part of him does she carry off?
Don't be silly.
I'd like to be an actress when I grow up.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're not pretty enough.
A mother?
Well, at least it's a clean cut, I mean. Look, stay here a minute. The doctor.
All right, Daddy. I don't care what Daddy says. Come on, be an actress when you do that. Like the little banker. Say, I know what I'll do. Well, Daddy's gone, I must go on over there, and I'll ask if I could get to see them. Yay!
Come in.
Hello, Miss Blanchard. Can I ask you something?
Please take those sweaty little paws off my habit on it again. I'll plug you in.
You wouldn't have a little girl, would you?
No, but if you're as obnoxious as you look, I may boost you one. Well, get over with it. What have you got on your chest?
Nothing. I told you I was a little girl.
Darling, you're obnoxious. I mean, what do you want to ask me?
How can I I get to be a big actress like you?
You don't be ridiculous, my dear. No one can be like me. Sometimes I even have trouble. But that's all that's worrying you. Goodbye, darling.
Then I want to be an actress when I grow up.
Well, are you going to grow up? I should think you'd be discouraged enough already.
Maybe Daddy is right. I guess I'm not so ugly to be an actress.
Your father told you that?
Yes.
Oh, the nerve of the man. But that's what they told me. That's what my father told me when I was a kid. It really scared me.
Yes. It's your hair.
I meant at the time. Well, I don't really believe it, darling. You can be an actress if you want. You're not ugly.
Yes, I am. Even you said so before. And it's true. A party boy never call me in for kissing games. They don't like me.
Oh, boy. What do they know?
They know they don't like me. I'm mumbling. Yes, I am.
Darling, as much as I hate to let my good side come out, let me tell you something. Now, you're not ugly. Well, not for the stage, anyway. If you go to the stage, there are many different kinds of beauty. Now, for instance, there's a delicate beauty. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not your kind. But then there's a rather than exotic beauty.
What kind am I?
You? Well, you have the kind that's known as ugly beauty.
That's the kind?
Well, what I mean is that when a really fine actress plays the part of a beautiful woman, she has the personality to make an audience believe she actually is beautiful. In fact, many great people have had that ability.
Who, for instance?
Well, take Abraham Lincoln. He was homely, but because he had such a wonderful, sincere personality, his homely face became beautiful to everybody. Now, do you understand?
Yes. And I feel better already.
Ah, you do.
Yes. You know what? Only yesterday a boy said, I look like Abraham Lincoln.
Good heavens, there is a resemblance. Well, look here, Abe. I mean, darling.
Yes, Miss Frankhead.
Now, don't worry. If you really want to be a great actress when you grow up, you can.
Many thanks, Miss Tallulah. You're just wonderful.
Fine. Now, run along. You're starting to bore me. Good heavens, this child is obviously going to grow up to be another Betty Davis.
It's no stage, you are.
You, Miss Dolly.
I'm sorry if she bothered you, Miss Benson.
Isn't he wonderful, Daddy? And isn't that a beautiful dress she's wearing?
Yes. Yes.
And it's so soft and fluffy.
Take those sweaty paws off my habit tying you down. I mean you, Daddy. Oh.
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. Well, come on, sir. I really do hope we haven't bothered you, Miss Bankhead. Come on, sir. Say goodbye to Miss Bankhead and tell her you're sorry you bothered her. And for heaven's sake, pull up your garters.
Goodbye, Miss Bankhead. And I'm sorry I bothered you. And for heaven's sake, pull up your garters.